Well, how are we going to reach that if someone born ever? What's the chance? A cat's chance in hell. But this song by Narottam Das Thakur, it does indicate that we're on the right track. So I was thinking, actually one time, you won't believe this, but one time in Barry Place, it must have been about 1971, I was just a new devotee. It's just a new devotee. And Mukunda, now Mukunda Goswami, he said, he announced, there's going to be an Istagoshi. He said, there's going to be an Istagoshi. Mukunda said, he announced, there's going to be Istagoshi. Mukunda, the temple president, the very place. It was a very nice temple. We felt it very much at home. In the temple then there was Shamasunda, Malati, or maybe Shamasunda was traveling on top, but Malati was there, Mukunda, Janaki, and Yamuna, she was still there. Anyway, we had an Istagoshi, and the new devotees were wondering, what is this Istagoshi? Understanding. It was a kind of meeting. He went down to the Prasadam room. The Prasadam room was typical Prasadam room. Just a bare fruit line on the floor in the basin. Can you check the sounds? There was a sound engineer. So the Kunda sat there. So Makunda sat there and he played Mudanga actually. And he said, today we're going to learn a new song. That's what the Istagoshi was about. We all heaved a sigh of relief. You weren't going to get kicked out or anything. It's the only way that a devotee has. That you get kicked out the door. So this is a song called, we call it Goranga Baliti Habe. And in this song, there's the secret of how to enter Vrindavan, which is what we're hearing about in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I thought we'd start with singing this song. It's a nice song by Narottam Das Thakur. Coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language. But the purport, the deep meaning of his songs, is very significant. In this song he says, Loranga Dalite Hade Kula Kashari. One has attained the perfection of chanting, but as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated the Sangatam movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated. Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bali Tenaya Babe. Hari Hari Bali Tenaya Babe. Araka Bene Dai Chande Karuna Ide Araka Bene Dai Chande Karuna Ide Samsara Vasamo Kabe Tucha Vishaya Chariya Kabe being freed from material anxieties and desires. Then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life is successful. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya. The material miseries of the living being are superfluous to him, and they can be directly mitigated by the linking process of bhakti yoga. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation with the absolute truth. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Bahum Priyam Sam
Upadayam
Nihita Padma Kali Kule Madandai Anbiyamana Deha Vas Parava Pranamam Kim Vabinandati Charan Pranayavalokai. Bahum priyam sa upadaya grihita padmo.
Bahum priyam sa upadaya grihita padmo.
Ramanujas tulasikali kulem. Ramanujas tulasikali kulem madandai.
Ramanujas tulasikali kulem madandai.
Anbikamana ihavastarava pranamam.
Anbikamana ihavastarava pranamam.
Kimbabinanda ticharan pranayavalokai.
Kimbabinanda ticharan pranayavalokai.
Bahum priyamsa upadaya grihita padmo. Ramanu jastu lasikali kule madandai.
Ramanu jastu lasikali kule madandai.
Anbiyamana ihavastarava pranamam.
Anbiyamana ihavastarava pranamam.
Kimbabinanda ticharan pranayavalokai.
Kimbabinanda ticharan pranayavalokai.
Aham priyam sa upadaya grihita padma.
Aham priyam sa upadaya grihita padma.
Ramanujas tulasikali kulema tandai.
Ramanujas tulasikali kulema tandai.
Anbiyamana iha vastasta tarava panamam.
Anbiyamana
Ramanujas tulasikala kulai madandai.
Ramanujas tulasikala his arms. Priyam, of his beloved. Amsen, on the shoulder. Upadaya, blessing. Vihita, holding. Admaha, the lotus. Rama Anurjaha, Krishna, the younger brother of Balaram. Tulasika, swarming around the Tulasi Manjaris, which are ornamenting his garland. Ali Kulai, by the many bees. Mada, with intoxication. Andai, who are blind. And we amanaha, being followed. Iha, here. Vaha, yo. Talabaha, oh trees. Pranamam, the bowing down. Kimba, weather. Abhinandati, has acknowledged. Charan, while walking by. Pranaya, imbued with love. Avalokai, with his glances. Translation covered by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. O trees, we see that you are bowing down. When the younger brother of Ram walked by here, followed by intoxicated bees swarming around the Tulsi Manjaris decorating his garland, did he acknowledge your obeisances with his affectionate glances? He must have been resting his arm on the shoulder of his beloved and carrying a lotus flower in his free hand. He should be,
oh trees,
we see that you are bowing down. When the younger brother of Ram walked by here, who's that?
Krishna.
Followed by intoxicated bees,
swarming around the Tulsi
Manjaris,
decorating his garland.
Did he acknowledge your obeisances? With his affectionate glances? He must have been resting his arm on the shoulder of his beloved. And carrying a lotus flower in his free hand. Purport. The gopis saw that the trees, bent over with abundant fruits and flowers, were offering obeisances to Lord Krishna. The gopis supposed Krishna must have recently passed that way, since the trees were still bowing down. Because Sri Krishna had left the gopis to go with his favorite consort, they were jealous and thus imagined that he had become fatigued from his loving affairs and was resting his left arm on the soft shoulder of his beloved. The gopis further imagined that Krishna must have been carrying a blue lotus in his right hand to drive away the bees, eagerly trying to attack his beloved's face after smelling its aroma. The scene was so beautiful, the gopis imagined, that the maddened bees had left the Tulsi garden to follow the two lovers. Next verse. Pichate malata bahun apyalishta vanaspati nunam tatakarajasprishta ibratjutpulakanyaho. Let us ask these creepers about Krishna. Even though they are embracing the arms of their husband, this tree, they certainly must have been touched by Krishna's fingernails, since out of joy, they are manifesting eruptions on their skin. Therefore, the gopis reasoned that the creepers would not show signs of rapture merely by physical contact with their husband, a tree. Thus, the gopis concluded that although the creepers were embracing the strong limbs of their husband, the tree, they must have been touched by Lord Krishna
as he moved through the forest. Text 14. Ijun matavacho gopya krishna vesana katara lila bhagavatastasta yanu chakrastad atmika. Having spoken these words, the gopis, distraught from searching for Krishna, began to act out his various pastimes, fully absorbed in thoughts of him. Kasya chit putana yantya krishnatyant apibhatstanam chogayitva rudatyanya padaham shakat shakatatyatim. One gopi imitated Putana, while another acted like an infant Krishna and pretended to suck her breasts. Another gopi, crying in imitation of infant Krishna, kicked a gopi who was taking the role of the cart demon Shakatasura. Text 16. Daichayitva jaharanyam eko Krishna babavanam ringayam ashakapyam ri kashanti gosha nishpanai. One gopi took the role of Trinavata and carried away another who was acting like infant Krishna, while yet another gopi crawled about, her ankle bells tinkling as she pulled her feet. Purport. The gopis started imitating all of Sri Krishna's pastimes, beginning from his earliest activities as a baby. Found it? So, of course, when I joined the temple in London, we didn't have this 11th canto. We had the Krishna book. That was given as Krishna book early on. So, you'd like to hear the Prabhupada's version?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. The gopis then looked upon the ground they were traversing and began to address the earth. Dear earthly planet, we do not know how many penances and austerities you have undergone to be now living with the footprints of Lord Krishna upon you. You are very jolly. The hairs on your body are these jubilant trees and plants. Lord Krishna must have been very pleased with you. Otherwise, how could he have embraced you in the form of Varaha, the boar? When you were submerged in water, he delivered you, taking the whole weight of your existence on his tusks. After addressing the innumerable trees and plants and the earth, they turned their faces towards the beautiful deer who were looking at them very pleasingly. We read this yesterday. It appears, they addressed the deer, that Krishna, who is the Supreme Narayan himself, must have passed in this way, along with his companion Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Otherwise, how is it possible that the aroma of his garland, which is smeared with a red kumkum from the breasts of the goddess of fortune, can be perceived in the breeze blowing here? It appears that they must have passed through here and touched your bodies, unless you are feeling so pleasant and are looking towards us with sympathy. Will you kindly therefore inform us which way Krishna has gone? Krishna is the well-wisher of Vrindavan. He is as kind to you as to us. Therefore, after leaving us, he must have been present in your company. O fortunate trees, we are thinking of Krishna, the younger brother of Balaram. While passing through here, with one hand resting on the shoulder of the goddess of fortune, and the other hand twirling a lotus flower, he must have been very pleased to accept your obeisances, and he must have glanced at you with great pleasure. Some of the gopis thus address their gopi friends. Dear friends, why don't you question these creepers who are so jubilantly embracing the big trees as if the trees were their husbands? It appears that the flowers of the creepers must have been touched by the nails of Krishna. Otherwise, how could they feel so jubilant? Quite different translation. Maybe they've gone back to the original Sanskrit. This is what the Canto 10, chapter 13. Let us ask these creepers about Krishna. Some of the gopis then addressed their gopi friends. Dear friends, why don't you question these creepers? Even, this is from Abhagya. Even though they are embracing the arms of their husband, this tree, they certainly must have been touched by Krishna's fingernails, since out of joy they are manifesting eruptions on their skin. It says skin. But Prabhupada has written, dear friends, why don't you question these creepers who are so jubilantly embracing the big trees as if the trees were the husband? It appears that the flowers of the creepers must have been touched by the nails of Krishna, otherwise how could they feel so jubilant? Srila Prabhupada ki. Just read a little bit more. After searching for Krishna here and there, the gopis became fatigued, and then they began to talk like not mad men, mad women. They could satisfy themselves only by imitating the different pastimes of Krishna. One of them imitated the demon Putana, and one of them imitated Krishna and sucked her breast. One gopi imitated a hand-driven cart, and another gopi lay down beneath the cart and threw up her legs, touching the wheels of the cart, as Krishna did to kill the demon Shakatasura. Well, that's interesting. I was wondering, because they did it, and I couldn't quite understand it. Listen to this. One gopi imitated Putana, while another acted like infant Krishna and pretended to suck her breast. Another gopi, crying in imitation of infant Krishna, kicked a gopi who was taking the role of the cart demon Shakatasura. So Prabhupada made it much clearer. One gopi imitated a hand-driven cart, and another gopi lay down beneath the cart and threw up her legs, touching the wheels of the cart, as Krishna did to kill the demon Shakatasura. So this is what Prabhupada was spoon-feeding us, making it very palatable. And it was amazing. In those days, we only had, a little later on, maybe 1972-73, we had the first traveling party came over, traveling Sangitam party came over. There was a devotee called, Prabhupada said he was the incarnation of book distribution. Tripurari came over. Actually, first Keshava came over, and Buddhimanda, and then Tripurari came over, and another devotee came over, who is now... Anyway, we started the first time in Tripurari, and we just had these three Krishna books, paperbacks, in a set. You know those ones? Little blue set. And we were just going everywhere, and it was totally amazing. We just, here, take the Krishna book. You know, we're just thinking of like atomic explosion. What is it? You're going to be directly in contact with Krishna, Prabhupada. We used to sell each book for, we tried to get 50p? I don't know what the money was there. But anyway, it was difficult to sell a whole set of three. So we used to split up the sets. In the back of the Sangatan van, we have a whole pile of cardboard boxes in plastic bags. So that all the books, we were sleeping on top of the books. But after all the books had gone, we just had a whole pile of Krishna book boxes. And when we crossed the river, we would stop and we'd throw the boxes into the river. And watch them floating down the river. And I used to think, well, this old lady just took a volume 3. How, what would she understand? Just volume 3 of Krishna book. If only she could have volume 1 and 2 also. Anyway, we used to get end up with, we used to sell many volume 1s, and then
reluctantly used to sell volume two, and then in the end we had to sell the volume three. So that negative was going on. But this is the medicine, the temples are like hospitals, because everyone's forgotten Krishna, the relationship with Krishna. Without Krishna, we are not alive actually, we're just only partially conscious. We don't know our real self. Unless we know Krishna, we can't know our real self, just like until the sun rises, you can't see anything. So we have to practice. This is a hospital. Prabhupada said, my temples are not temples, they're hospitals. And we have to allow people to come in these hospitals. And we have to have outpatient departments, inpatient departments, and emergency departments, and traveling clinics, so that people they can hear their real home. What is their real home? Everyone's in amnesia. They think you may belong in this world, British Isles, Birmingham, or born from Birmingham, or from London, and I'm from somewhere else. And it's all illusion. The whole nationalism is illusion, our family is illusion, the nation's illusion, the planet's illusion. But illusion of what? See, nobody asks this question. It's illusion, I may agree. But here in the Krishna book, we're hearing that it's an illusion, it's a reflection of the real reality, of the reality which is these pastimes of Krishna, the Goloka Vrindavan, and this is a training center, so we can gradually awaken our dormant love of God. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, Sajja Kabunai, Shravanadi Surya Chite, Karaye Udvai. The love of Krishna is already there, these pastimes are already there somewhere in our heart. Sucking some fire, you know, some deleted fire. I have to get a special program to find the deleted files. And that's Prabhupada's coming along and his quarters and his web of devotion. And then he's teaching us how to install the files to remember who we are, what we are, to cleanse the heart. Of all the dust accumulated for many, many lifetimes, to extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence, repeated birth and death. So that's the Sankirtan movement. It's actually it's supposed to be a powerhouse. It is a powerhouse of hearing, chanting, and we were hearing this morning, you know, and taking prasadam. The tongue is so important. The tongue and the ears are all connected. Because we always talk so many things and we hear so many things. So if we hear the pastimes of Krishna, then we begin to talk the pastimes of Krishna. Whatever you've heard about, then you just blab it out. Tendency to repeat what you've heard. So Srimbatam Svakata Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Lord Shri Krishna, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous, and then properly heard and chanted. So this is our process. It's not mechanical. It's a reciprocation with Krishna. We want to hear about him after many, many births. We become interested. Oh, let me try and hear something about Krishna. So Krishna's so happy that he's helping within our heart. Oh, my lost soul after many, many lifetimes is now hearing about me. He's chanting Hare Krishna. And so let me do something. it's instinctive on Krishna's, just like a mother and child. If the baby's crying, the mother wants to go to the child. So Krishna's like a mother and father, we're all in one, God and Krishna. So as soon as they see us hearing about him, coming to the temple, coming to the class, then Krishna's instinctively attracted to save us, to help us get out of this material world. So this is what the Narottam Das was also saying. How do we hear about Krishna? We take shelter of the six Goswamis and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. We don't go directly to Krishna. We go up through the disciplic succession, the Guru Parampara. When we do Pujari work, we take permission from Prabhupada, Prasanta Saraswati, and Gopishore Das, Bhaktivinodakwam, Parasas Bhavi, and six Goswami. Then we offer to Krishna, and then we come down. So this is our way. And fortunately, Prabhupada has made these temples. He's designed it perfectly. But if we stay in ISKCON and we submit to the process, then definitely we'll awaken our own love for Krishna, and we'll be able to feel these symptoms. Shivering in the body, tears in the eyes when we hear about Krishna. And I think every one of us sometimes glimpse these symptoms. We want more. We want to have more. Because these symptoms are freeing us from this birth, death, old age, disease. These tears of love, they're extinguishing this blazing fire of materials. This is actually mercy of the spiritual master. And by this process, desire for material enjoyment is put out. Arakabe nitai chande hoibe karna hoibe samsara vasanamo kabe chuchabe. So I'm going on too much. Anyway. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Any questions, please? Yeah.
Krishna, the song is mentioned that
I can hear.
In the song is mentioned that how we can actually see if we receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu is that there's no more material desires, so they become insignificant.
Well, Lord Nityananda is there. She's saying that the symptom of one who's in this song by Narottam Das explains that the symptom of one who's received the mercy of Lord Nityananda is that the desire for material enjoyments become very insignificant. So, a little earlier on, Prabhupada explained. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga logically through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We have to get this mercy through the spiritual master. Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. We have to please our spiritual master. Prabhupada didn't make it so explicit here. But that's a nice question. I'll have to explain. So spiritual master is representative of Lord Nityananda. So how do we get the mercy of anybody? One Mataji came up to me on the stairs, I won't mention her name. And other people, not just her. Many people do. It's really boring, you know. Oh, Swamiji, please give me your blessings. It's like I'm a blessing machine. I kind of rub a stamp. You know, I don't have that potency. You know? When somebody pleases me, isn't it when somebody pleases you? Oh, you think, wow, such a nice person. You're a good person. Pat them on the back. And you feel like giving them blessings, right? So, Prabhupada, I know he was a blessing machine. One time, I remember I'm down, he was in back of Rajaman. And I was facing the temple. I was on the left-hand side. Prabhupada, after the class, he was leaving the temple, and he was taking last darshan of Radha Gokula, and he was leaving by the left-hand side. And I was sitting by the left-hand side, and Prabhupada was walking down. And I was sitting, and everyone was paying obeisances because Prabhupada was leaving the temple. And I had my hands like this on the floor. And Prabhupada's feet were coming closer and closer. And I thought, dare I? So I said, I must put out my feet to assist him. The Prabhupada is so merciful. She was such a pure devotee for his surrender. But of course, Prabhupada was pleased with every insignificant thing we did. But this is the secret of success, Prabhupada said, is to please the spiritual master. So fortunately, we know very well what Prabhupada wants. It's not difficult. And Prabhupada's successes, if you like, successive gurus in the Sampradaya, they're only saying the same thing. We're trying to direct our disciples to please Prabhupada. If we see our disciples pleasing Prabhupada, then we also, we want to bless. Whatever little blessings we've got in my hard heart, that I also like to give, it's pleasing Prabhupada so nicely. So I suggest that you try and please Prabhupada and get the blessings of Guru Maharaj, and you automatically you'll get the blessings of Lord Nityananda. And the material enjoyment will be quickly dried up. You'd like to repeat, Martin? You want the mic? We want to hear it direct. So much nectar there.
Take this one.
But
because I'm living in Hare Krishna temple, then I'm likely to give my glance on those who are in the temple and serving Prabhupada, and so this way the blessings are buzzing round. It's a blessing society. We're all blessing one another as we serve Sri Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is blessing everyone. Kicking everyone through. Kicking everyone with his blessing.
It's time to finish.
So this is a place for getting blessings. By praising Srila Prabhupada!
King!
Okay, time's up. Now Tom Das Thakur ki. So what's next? The prayer? The results? Okay. Yesterday, Radha's boutique, 10 books, and 174 Lakshmi. Oh. And Govinda's restaurant, 256 guests, and total 2,089.33 Lakshmi. Oh. No books yesterday. Dear Sri Sri Radha Dhananishwara, Jagannath Baladeva and Subhadra, Sisi Gaurachai, and Giri Govardhan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you with a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation. We request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the book of your pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, to the fallen conditioned souls of London. If you so desire, please enable us to cooperate together in mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, your surrendered servants, humbly beg. So, we just require some volunteers for serving the Khan, men's son, and the ladies' son. Thank you. And volunteers for cleaning the temple. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai Chai.
Jaya Deva Hare Govinda Hare Gopala.